Blog Talk Radio.
Professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns.
Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, again, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you, okay? Again, guys, thank you for tuning in. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, dominating the news tonight is the weather, right? The weather is dominating the news tonight right here in Atlanta. The weather is dominating the news. We're looking at snow coming into the area, you know, early tomorrow, maybe 10, 11 o'clock in the morning, and sleet and rain and possibly some ice, okay? And that's coming in tomorrow morning, they say, around 10, 11 o'clock, right in that area, all right? So everyone in Atlanta or north of Atlanta, north of I-20, you guys have to be on alert. Now, I know everyone's going to be packed in the grocery stores today. I went shopping on last week, as a matter of fact. I went shopping last Friday. I went to the grocery store and stocked up for the family last Friday because we thought that it was going to do a little something over the weekend. Now, it did do a little something on Friday evening, but that was about it. No, it's a little dusting, but nothing major, right? But to tomorrow, we're looking at some snow and sleet and rain coming in tomorrow with some, and it's going to push the temperature down, and we're going to have, I think, a small mist tomorrow, tomorrow afternoon. They've already closed the schools. Here in my county, in Douglas County, they've already closed the schools here in Douglas, Carroll County, Gwinnett, and all those northern cities. Schools are closed and businesses are closed as well for tomorrow. So, again, guys, take precaution. Be careful and get to the store, get food and everything you need, and make sure you have some supplies like firewood and stuff like that. If you have a fireplace where if the lights go out, then you'll be able to stay warm with your fire. I remember before I moved into this house doesn't have a wood-burning fireplace. Okay, it's got that little crappy stuff, you know, that little, it's just, what do you call it? It's just for show. You know what I'm saying? It puts off a little heat when you light it, but it's really just for show. All right? It's got these, you know, what you call them, wood blocks or whatever in there, and you light it from the gas, and it, you know, it's got a flame. But that's about it. No smoke, no, you know, no smell, no no real heat coming from that thing. Okay? I miss my old house. I had a huge brick fireplace. And wood-burning fireplace, and man, that thing would put off some heat. And I remember a couple of winters, bad winters, winter storms we had while we were there, and that's where we slept every night because the lights were out for a few days, and that's where we slept that night, right there in front of the fireplace. I mean, me, my wife, and my little girl, that's where we slept. Every night right there in front of the fireplace. And I kept that thing going, you know, night and day. I mean, we were burning that thing night and day. All right? So if you do have a wood-burning fireplace, make sure you got plenty of firewood and keep it dry and, you know, take care of yourselves, guys. Please take care of yourselves, okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, our word of the day, and we've got a good word. I know I looked at it before, and today's word is thrasonical. Thrasonical, T-H-R-A-S-O-N-I-C-A-L, thrasonical. And thrasonical means It's an adjective, and it means of, relating to, resembling, or characteristic of thraso, bragging, or boastful, okay? So, if you know someone who brags and boasts a lot, they're what you call thrasonical. Thrasonical, all right? That's a good word. So, you learned something today. A bragger, someone that brags a lot. You can say, hey, man, you're thrasonical. Thrasonical, what in the world is that? Look it up. You're thrasonical. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, today's show is entitled, Why Aren't Any of the Sports Shows Giving the Atlanta Hawks a Chance? Why aren't any of the sports shows giving the Atlanta Hawks a chance? Okay, they went on a 19-game winning streak in the first half of the season. Right now, they're leading their division by 5.5 games in first place. Right now, they have the second-best record in the NBA. So why not give them a chance? Why not? Why you can't say that the Hawks are a team to be reckoned with this year? Why can't you say the Hawks are looking to be destined for the playoffs and to go far in the playoffs? And I think they are. With the mixture of the team, if barring injury, okay, that's, you always have to say that about sports, barring injury, okay, I think the Hawks are going to be right there up close playing to see who goes to the NBA championship, okay? Because the road's going to have to come through Atlanta. We're the number one team in the East. So we're going to have home court advantage throughout the playoffs, right? So we should win our home games. That's the key to making it to the championship in any sport. That's the key, not to lose at home. Don't lose at home. Leave everything on the court, leave everything on the field, leave everything on the table when you play at home. I remember when I was playing, when I played high school basketball, and we were in the state championship. Before we got to the state championship, we played like you wouldn't believe. I mean, when I was in the game, I played so hard. I played so hard that my teammates had to pick up their level of play. Y'all with me? Because they saw me putting out everything I had to win the game. Okay? So that's what it is about the Hawks. The Hawks have to leave everything on the floor. But why aren't the sports shows giving the Hawks a chance? Why aren't they talking about the Hawks? Simply because the Hawks didn't have a big so-called superstar on their team. We don't have a big superstar like a LeBron James, a Dwayne Wade, a Derrick Rose, a Kobe Bryant, a Tim Duncan. We don't have those that big superstar. We just have a great team. So they aren't talking about the Hawks because we don't have a superstar. They want to see LeBron James in the championship. They want to see LeBron go far in the playoffs. Nobody wants to see the Hawks. Ah, the Hawks are boring. They don't, they don't have a superstar. They aren't flashy enough. They aren't, this and that. Man, but they're kicking everyone's butt around the league. They're kicking everyone's butt around the league. So that's why I wanted to talk about the Hawks, because over the weekend, no one talked about the Atlanta Hawks. They were talking about LeBron and Chicago and, you know, I mean, not LeBron, but Cleveland and Chicago. And they talked about the teams out west, you know, San Antonio, Oklahoma City. They talked about all those guys. And then one guy all of a sudden popped up and he said, "Hey, guys, we can't leave out the Atlanta Hawks." That's all they said about that. Then the next guy said, "Well, the Hawks can't rebound. They're having problems. But if you look in the West at San Antonio and this and that and this and that, man, come on. Y'all killing us. A gigantic city like Atlanta. This year has been the best fan turnout that the Hawks have had in a very, very long time. I mean 18 to 20 years. The best fan turnout the Hawks have had in a long time. And it's only going to get better because they're winning. Winning anywhere makes money. Bits make money. B-I-T-S. Bits make money. That means butts in the seat. Okay? Butts in the seats make money for the owner. And then the owner makes money so he can pay the players. Maybe we'll bring a big superstar into Atlanta in the next year or year after. Especially if we go deep, deep in the playoffs this year and maybe get to the championship. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show if you guys want to call in and comment on today's show. And again, a gigantic city like Atlanta is going to be the place to be for this year's NBA playoffs. It's going to be. Because, and then you know what? I know we're going to win because when teams come here, excuse me, these guys are so excited to come to Atlanta because they know the vibe of the city and what's going on in the city. They're excited to come to Atlanta, so they come here, and they come here, and then they get out in the nightlife. Go visit a couple of clubs here and there. Next thing you know, they're waking up in the morning like, "Ah, man, I got 30 minutes before I have to be at practice." And they go to practice feeling rough. And that's why we tend to beat teams when they come to Atlanta. Okay? Even with the Falcons, with the Atlanta Falcons, when teams come here too early, that's why people say, "We're not going to fly into Atlanta until Saturday night and play a Sunday game." Because they know if they come in too early, the players get out into the nightlife. Y'all with me? They'll get out into the nightlife and they'll have fun. They can't wait to visit the strip clubs in Atlanta. Can't wait. Because they've heard that Atlanta has the best strip clubs in all of the United States. We're known for strip clubs. We're also known for gays, but we're known for strip clubs. Okay? To Atlanta, they get their groove on, right? And next thing you know, it's time to go to practice. And they can't practice. Or the next thing you know, it's the game. And they can't function in the game. They got other things on their mind. They went to the shoe show last night. They've been watching shoes all night. They can't get enough. 818-301-58. 3-4 is the number to the show. But again, guys, in all seriousness, the Atlanta Hawks are going to be deep, deep in the playoffs this year. And, you know, if we don't get to the championship, whatever. I think we will. I think we will. Okay? I believe that we're going to be deep, deep in the playoffs this year. We're going to be the best team. We're going to be the best team. Now, if we get to the championship game and, you know, we have to play another big-name team, that's fine. But, again, unless it's Golden State, which has the best record in the West, and I mean, they have the best record in basketball, unless we have the second-best record in the NBA, then the championship would go through their hometown. But if we're there and they're not, then it's going to come through the city of Atlanta. You know how much money that will bring? You know how much notoriety that would bring? I mean, it's just mind-blowing. So this is an opportunity for not only the players, but also the city. And I'm going to see if I can get some type of media pass or something like that where I can get into the game and then I'll bring my wife along as an assistant. Okay, I'll bring my wife along as an assistant. So we both can get into the game. But I can pull that off. I've pulled it off before. I think I can do it again. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, we have about 7 minutes left in the show, guys. And, again, I wanted to talk a little bit about the news and the weather and what's dominating the news right now. But, again, please take care of yourselves. Bundle up if you go out. Drive carefully because the roads are going to get slick tomorrow afternoon. And, you know, please be careful. Take care of your families. Like I said, get plenty of wood if you have a wood-burning fireplace and so that you guys can stay warm. I know there were some people up in Gainesville, Georgia, way up north close to the edge of the mountains, and they lost power for about 4 days last week from the snow and the ice. And some of them weren't prepared. Some of them weren't prepared, and they were, you know, sleeping in the cold, in a cold house. So, because the roads were not couldn't travel the roads, so it was hard to move around or go to someone else's house. And, you know, I heard even some people who went to a neighbor's house to stay warm. So, again, guys, take care of yourselves and do the right thing and find, you know, get to the grocery store and stock up on food and essentials that you'll need to keep going and maintain yourselves through the storm, right? Through the storm. I mean, it's, you know, winter storms are just like thunderstorms or hurricanes or tornadoes or anything like that. A winter storm is just the same. You have to take precautions. And get food and water and milk, bread and all this stuff, and hang in there, and just weather through it, and everything is gonna be all right. Okay. Now tomorrow, I'm thinking about having a pretty racy show. What I mean by racy is very dramatic. We got some drama coming tomorrow. There was a young lady at work that wants me to talk about a specific subject, and I am. Okay? I have to actually teach her a few things, let her know what this is about and how I feel about it, because she doesn't have my views about this subject. Of course, she's a woman, right? And I'm not saying anything against women or anything like that, but it's women think one way and men think another way. Okay? You know, men, we see in black and white. It's cut and dry. It's either this way or that way. It isn't anything in between. Okay? But women think in between. All right? We say this, and then a woman would come back and say, well, what if this happened? Well, what's going to happen if so-and-so don't show up? Well, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But here's where we are right now. And that's the way men think. But women think totally different. You guys should get a book called Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus. Okay? Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. And that book will help you, men or women, it'll help you to understand the opposite sex. It'll help men to understand women. It'll help women to understand men and how they think and why they think the way that they think. Okay? I explained to my wife the other day why women call men dogs. Okay? Why do women call men dogs? And, you know, maybe I'll do a show about that one day. Why do women call men dogs? That's what we are. We are male dogs. And you know, if you don't understand that, if you don't understand that we are dogs, then you'll never understand men. You'll never understand how a man thinks. Okay? And that, you know, becomes a problem with some women. All right? With some women. Okay? So we're going to talk about that, and we're going to do a show tomorrow about this subject, and we'll go from there. Hey, guys, have a great night. Take care of yourselves, and don't forget to bundle up. Frank Williams, I'm over, and I'm out. Good night. We stay on the phone.